John.
I'm Axel.
Welcome to the Dubious Bakery. An enduring dose of inspiration. Well, our timing was off a little bit there. That's fine. We're a little rusty. And you took... Just to let everyone know, John just took a bong rip out of this huge bong. Like, this is actually the first time in the bakery history that John has taken, a hit out of a piece that's been bigger than mine. Like, mine's usually just like a bong, but whenever he has a bong, it's like this teeny tiny bong. So this thing's like twice the size of my piece, and I was like, wow, it has like glass bubbles on it, and it's weird. It's fucking huge.
I think the difference in size of the bongs was the... accounted for the difference in timing there.
Yeah, you're like this. You're like, welcome.
All right. So, it's been a while, but as you probably saw in the title here, welcome to part two.
Part two of the 60th episode of the Dubious Bakery.
Uh-huh.
Yay!
Which has absolutely nothing to do with part one.
I mean, we did it weeks ago. I'll admit that. But still, it's part two. So as always, we're joined by Maestro. Thank you, as always, Maestro, for being here.
He's busy.
Hey, how's it going?
That was good. He's busy. He's too busy to talk. That's how it should be.
So while we've been gone for these couple weeks, Axel's hair has gotten really long. it's like Occupy Wall Street long.
Oh wow! I'm gonna cut it now. Like I was like, I haven't cut it. Like the only reason is this long, Devious John, because it is the longest it's ever been in my life, and. When you reach a point like that, you just don't want to cut it because every day after that, it's the longest it's ever been. Like, currently, right now, it is the longest it's ever been. Tomorrow, it will be the longest it's ever been. And it's just hard to cut it because then I know it will never get that long again.
Some records were made not to be broken.
Yeah, I know. Like, I'm not trying to go for the fucking record. It's more like a personal record. Like, my hair was that long. Blank. But it's not even that long. I mean, it's long,
it's like long for me,
but like... Don't, you know, people at home don't envision like to my waist or some shit. It's like not even.
The good thing about your hair being long is it's straight, so it just goes straight down and it looks good.
It's like Beatles long.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like it's not like you know.
You got the linen thing going on.
Huge thing, yeah.
Yeah, sure. So while we've been gone, quadcopters are getting scarier. No real big surprise there. In fact, I think I'm going to be saying that like every episode to come.
Quadcopters?
You know what a quadcopter is, right?
Pretend I don't.
Axel doesn't know what a quadcopter is.
Wait, is it like one of those like double helicopter things?
No, a quadcopter is a remote-controlled helicopter. About you know, it can range from the size of a magazine to whatever, something much bigger, a microwave oven.
Uh-huh.
And it has four helicopter propellers, and they spin in unison with each other and just balance it. And this thing is... uber versatile, way maneuverable.
Oh my god! Actually, now that you've described it, I do know what I just didn't know it was called a quadcopter. But yeah, you're right. It's like a really maneuverable bot or something is all I could describe it. All the videos I've seen, it just hovers and then all of a sudden just goes and like flies vertically in the air at like a million miles.
The ones I saw recently, they put quadcopters in packs of four, and I'd say each one was about. Geez, I'm bad with size references right now. I'm looking around my room.
Piece of 8x11 paper?
8x11 paper, sure. It's about the size of a paper. Why not?
Okay, notebook paper.
Yeah, looking around the bakery.
Yeah.
And so it's about the size of a notebook paper. And they put them in packs of four, and then they put those packs of four in groups of three.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then they put these groups of three.
Uh-huh.
Into a squad of three. So they have three groups of
three of these droids.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So you know what I'm getting to. Each group has 12 units in it.
Okay.
And so what they do with this is they teach these things to assault a house. They have a window.
What?
Yeah. And these droids fly up to the window and then get in a single file unison formation and fly into the window, and then as soon as they're on the other side of the window, they spread out into like attack formation.
Oh my god.
Totally.
You guys gotta look up quadcopters online because the videos I've seen, like, I kind of can visualize what you're talking about because the one I saw was three of them. Here's what I thought you were gonna say. I've seen the video where three of the quadcopters were juggling.
Yeah!
That is amazing!
They toss the ball back and forth to each other.
We're just juggling a ball. So if you can imagine, that already shows you how like versatile and fast these things are. So I can... like, the future is going to suck, basically, because, like, if these things are in action, like, and they ever turn, you know, evil human robots or something, they're going to, like, take us out systematically.
These are the better hunter killers from Terminator. Remember that thing that would fly around with the two jets it was, like, real sleek thing, looking? Like, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's even worse. They're, like, crazy small little assassins.
So, also, while you've been gone, Southern California cities have been cracking down on legal marijuana dispensaries. I don't know if you know this, Axel, but...
Oh, you mentioned that to me, yeah.
Lake Forest, Costa Mesa, Santa Ana, they've all been cracking down on legal marijuana dispensaries that don't...
Oh, really?
You know, dot like, their I's and cross their T's and all that. And
what does that... I've always wondered, like, people are like, oh, raids, like, what does that mean? Like, you're like, could I, in theory, go to one of those places, like, oh, I'm here to purchase my legal...
A
marijuana.
Raid?
And then all of a sudden, like, they all bust in, and I'm, like, arrested? Like,
yeah.
That's how it works? Some that's shit.
If
that's,
you're going to a shady
like
one,
a gamble.
Yeah. Well, ooh. Yeah, don't go to the guy dealing out of the back of his truck.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah. Yeah, you know that guy.
Okay, yeah, Leroy. Never again.
He's got good prices on the larger quantities, but, you know.
Yeah, and he had a lot of guns. You could sell. It was crazy. You know what? In retrospect, you're right. Never go to that guy.
Let's see. And another thing that happened since we've been gone.
Uh-huh.
Is we failed to buy tickets to Comic-Con.
Wah, 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 wah.
Yeah, that was such a pain in the ass. That was a bummer.
I remember that whole... Because, like, your internet was down, so you're using your phone...
To tether.
Yeah, yeah, and your internet connection just didn't work at the time.
Correct. It was a bummer.
Crap.
But, hey, I'm told, on the bright side, I'm told that the tickets were available for much longer this year, like the time they were available.
Really?
Yeah. It was 22 seconds this year.
We just missed, like, our first chance, basically, to get them? First chance? Did we miss
this
that?
Was our, yeah, we missed
yeah.
our first chance.
Okay.
Second chance will be after the refunds.
I remember we used to, like, be able to show up and buy tickets, period.
Yeah,
man,
there was
totally
a day.
Did away with that. I feel old now saying that, because I used to go when, like, you can just show up and, like, yeah, I want a four-day pass now.
I was going to Comic-Con when it wasn't cool.
I know. You are. You are a hipster Comic-Con, because even though I've been a long time now, because I'm getting older, you've been, like... You were like a veteran when you showed me the Comic-Con wonders.
I'm still learning stuff. I love it.
Yeah.
Like those balconies we discovered, what, a year and a half ago or 2 years ago? Or when was that?
Balconies are just the hidden bubbles of Comic-Con, man.
Yeah, they're great.
I actually read an interesting idea that I think when we go to Comic-Con, because even though we didn't get tickets, we're going to claw our way there. Like we always do every year for like the last 6 years.
I'm not worried.
I'm not worried either. You know what's funny? I've never been worried, and I've always gone.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll freaking stand outside if we have to.
You know what? People are always willing to sell tickets. You get down there and stand outside with $30 and here, $30.
I mean, if they're
40 bucks, here
yeah,
you go.
If they're walking away, even yeah,
market value. Let me see your ticket.
But this year, when we go to Comic Con, we need to advertise, right? That's the whole point.
Yes,
that's part of our market, right? Those guys are bakery listeners. They just don't know it yet. Those,
the last time we were there and we advertised, we made a killing. I had a great time. We
oh,
met a bunch
God.
Of people.
I
I'm sure
loved
we got
it.
A bunch of listeners.
I
In fact,
loved it.
The numbers show that we got a bunch of listeners last
yeah,
time we
did
this.
Like, we're still so underground, it's awesome. Like, when people get our cards, they, like, keep them and listen to us and stuff. And I love that no one knows what we look like. And ha ha ha. But this year, I want to kind of copy a German advertising firm for our advertising, like.
Those Germans, they do everything right.
Yeah, they do. They do. Yeah, all right.
Mostly.
Okay, so I thought this was an interesting idea. This this German publishing company had the ingenious advertising idea that they used at the Frankfurt Book Fair. They attached ultralight advertisements, or pieces of paper, to 200 flies and released the flies into the convention.
Huh. Flies are annoying. So what do these flies do?
Flies are... I mean, okay. You're right. Actually, they are annoying. But no, they're cute when they're trailing a little advertisement for the Dubious Bakery. And like, listen, each fly banner was attached with a natural wax, and so it would drop off like after a long time. So, in case it doesn't hurt the flies. I don't think we're killing flies in the process, by the way.
Fuck
I don't
the fly. Let's kill the fly.
But no, hey, no, we're not killing flies in this thing. Like, we're not affecting. That's the ecosystem.
All right.
You don't
All
fuck
right.
with that. Those
All
flies
right.
are going to be someone's food. Anyway, but the weight is designed so the fly can fly with the advertisement. But it's low and for short distances, so it frequently lands on attendees. That's the whole point. Like, there's all of a sudden this fly lands with a banner for the Dubious Bakery on your shoulder, and it just keeps flying. It kind of flies low because it just can't. The paper's designed.
Okay.
That
well,
I thought you don't want to advertise this way.
No, I think it's a fly. You can't control where it goes. You can release it into a closed population, but it's still going to go for food, and I don't know. I think it's a waste of money.
This is one of those things, like, I wish, like, we're going to start putting, I'm going to post it to the Facebook, actually, the video of this, because it was so interesting, but I showed videos at the convention of just, like, people talking, and, like, like a fly just going on their arm, and it's just has a little piece of paper on it. It's like, oh, Herpaderp, like, it's for this publishing company. So, you know, seriously, everyone talked about it. It was like the biggest thing there. I read about the fucking thing. If we did it at Comic-Con, bam, Doobie's Bakery on the map.
So you're set on flies. I couldn't talk you away from flies at all. Like, maybe
yes,
butterflies?
But I need...
How about butterflies?
Ooh, I'm afraid of butterflies.
Why? Oh, you're afraid of butterflies.
I don't want to get into it, but I've always had a... It's a whole thing. But...
No. Are you shitting me right now? Really?
Me and some people we've talked about, like, I don't know, like, because a long time ago, a butterfly flew at me, and I was like, I freaked out, and ever since then, I kind of pretended I'm afraid of butterflies, and so now I kind of have to, like, I have to say that, like, I'm just, like, afraid of them, like, I'm just...
Well, I'm speechless, folks. No, like, man, my mind scary. Is blown they're right like, I don't know where to go with this.
It's like, they're like...
Should I waste time on this?
They don't even exist, right? Like, they're, like, flighty, fragile pieces of shit that don't exist, and they just, like, they always surprise you. They're just like, like, you know, I'm not afraid of them. Like, I could take one, but they always frighten me because they come out of nowhere, and they look... Like, evolutionary speaking, their wings scare me.
Their mouth is a big fuzzy tongue.
No, man,
there's nothing to them.
It's all about the, like, you know how the wings, they're designed to kind of.
Those
I bet
colors,
you an
those
elephant
really
is
pretty
afraid
colorful
of a butterfly.
Things.
Like,
yeah.
An elephant is afraid of a mouse and a butterfly. Evolutionary speaking. All right? That means I'm more evolved.
Fair enough.
Move on. Flies at the convention center. I think we would make a killing. What you need to do, though, is catch the flies, because I don't really want to deal with that. I will attach the flies.
You'll attach the wax paper to the flies if I get you flies.
Yeah.
All right, that's
fine. And that's grosser, I think. Like, but I want you to get the flies. I don't want to deal with that. Because you need to hover around poop and stuff, and I don't know how to catch flies.
Are you kidding me? I think, doesn't the, doesn't every nursery sell flies and ladybugs and, you know, all
shit.
Sorts of,
Well, then I want that job. Can you catch them?
I'll think about it. So, I read this story. It's it was kind of a tease in the end, but I'll tell you
how you came about it.
Yeah, exactly. It's a speech jamming gun.
A gun that you shoot at somebody and they can't talk?
Correct.
Go on.
Okay.
All right.
So
in the future,
Kazutaka Kurihara. And I practiced that, folks. I'm telling you, it's that beer Axel and I chugged before the episode.
Yep.
So, of the National Institute of Advanced Industrial Science and Technology, mm-hmm. and Koji Tsukada of Ohaba University.
Uh-huh. I love that one.
Yeah, that's a great
my
university.
Favorite.
OU. They invented this thing, this device that you aim at somebody, and when you aim it at somebody talking... It records what they're saying and plays it back in their direction at... That was bizarre.
That was the gun? Was that the laser gun? Nice, maestro. Very good. Me and John thought there was a technical difficulty, but now, yeah, in retrospect, that makes more sense. It said laser. That's his defense. It said laser on the video. All right.
So they invented this device, and you...
It records, though. That's what's... Yeah. I thought you were going to say, like, it disrupts their brain or something.
It records what they're saying and then sends it back at them a millisecond faster or slower.
Uh-huh.
Or right after they say it. I don't know if it actually messes with the audio, but it just sends it right back at them.
Like, if I said, hello, my name is Dubious Axel, it's like coming... It's like, hello, and it just kind of fucks...
It screws with your brain. It disturbs what you're doing, and it's not painful, but it's unpleasant enough to make you want to stop and stop talking. And when you stop talking, it stops. The pain. There's no pain. So there's nothing. It's not sending anything at you
it's
anymore.
It's like a weird free speech nightmare. If you think about it, like all these like you're like no, don't say that. Like, blah, 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 like.
Well,
what? That's crazy.
No,
I mean it's a riot. I know it's like shut up, rioters and stuff. Like freaking out.
But I thought about this and. It's kind of a cop-out, in my opinion, because it's only going to be uncomfortable for me to talk like this. But if you think about it, we have headphones in right now, and we're kind of getting used to the sound
actually,
of our
that's
own
it.
Voice.
I had that thing. Like, I bet you I could overcome that afterwards, especially with practice. Like, just kind of almost like pretend you're not hearing yourself and just keep saying what you need to say. And
if you've ever spoken in an auditorium. you've had to overcome that problem.
Mm.
Because of the echo and whatnot.
Yeah.
And the speakers with your voice.
It'd be a trip. I want to fight that gun right now. I have a shot at me. Like,
Well, yeah, it's up. It's all to you. It's all up to you about enduring the problem mm-hmm. and just keeping your train of thought and talking.
I think I could do that.
Yeah.
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 So this gun would be fun, but I think you could get something else done or leave
so. Already, like, in the bakery, like, everything we ever talk about is, like, an idea, and hopefully, eventually, ideas will become future reality. And so, in theory, mm-hmm. one day, this gun will be, like, a you know, you could maybe get it. I have another future gun story, too. Like, so already I'm, like, freaked out because the future's going to be full of, like, all sorts of crazy guns that shoot things besides bullets, frankly. But, an Ohio-based firm filed a patent for an electrically charged vortex gun.
What the hell is a vortex gun?
A vortex gun.
Sounds cool.
Yeah, yeah. But a vortex gun shoots rings of air with an electric charge in it. So it's almost kind of like a smoke ring like that. It like shoots like one. It shoots one at 90 miles per hour at 100 feet. Like it could hit like 100 feet or more.
So this is like a specialty gun I would pick up in Duke Nukem or something.
Like it's just like doosh, doosh, with these sound like with this air. With actually it's not even sound. It's air. But since the ring of air is electrically charged, it can hold tear gas or pepper spray.
Whoa, wow!
Yeah, and
the
so what this really is it's a long distance pepper spray gun, basically. Yeah, and there's videos of this online too. Well, there's videos of it using it like against not with pepper spray, I guess, but like against a dummy. But like they're far away, they shoot it, and nothing happens for a while, and all of a sudden you just see like the dummy go. Like a bunch of wind goes like around it, and there's like drapes behind it, so it's obviously like all this wind's going through.
So, how big is this thing? It's not. Is it like bazooka sized with cables
running
through a generator?
Oh, actually, they
kind of
showed it. It was shotgun status, I'd say. Maybe a little beefier because it had like a weird like tubular chamber and stuff. But like, let's say think of the biggest shotgun you could think of. I think it was smaller than that. You know, like it wasn't that like you know huge in my opinion. You could carry it. I thought already.
But, yeah, that's not bad.
It's crazy because, like, the way the gas stays in the ring is, I guess, like, you shoot the gun and, like, the rings are going off, and I guess the ring is, like, revolving, you know, like, around the air. And it's almost like the eye of the storm inside the ring as it's revolving, like, an inner core of it. And the inner core can be filled with this tear gas and stuff.
Oh.
And so when it hits its target, then it disperses. And so they're saying, like, it doesn't have to be necessarily that accurate. Like, you can kind of shoot. Kind of at the guy, like, you know what I mean? It's like a big shotgun of just air, like, and then all of a sudden this tear gas.
How fast does it travel?
It said 90 miles per hour.
Hmm.
Or at least that's how much it fires out at it, but I don't know about the travels.
That's
but,
cool. What happens when you miss? It just, like, disperses into the air eventually?
Yeah, but the whole area, oh, yeah, that's the point. Since it's electrically charged, it's all sticky. It's not like it just sprays mist and it goes over in the air. It, like, sticks to shit, like, everything. Like, it's going to be fucking horrible. It's going to be shitty.
Tis a bummer.
But they're also saying a vortex gun could also help firefighters snuff out smoke-filled hallways. They can just shoot it down a hallway and just kind of clear the...
Ooh. That for a limited time, I suppose. But hey, that's cool.
Yeah, a vortex gun. So already, like, the future's going to be full of also, like, more... You can already think of it this way. Like, it's going to be filled with, like, really efficient bullets and shit. So already that's going to be scary, just guns in general.
You can actually...
And all these other weird weapons.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking I like this because it's unique. And it reminds me of some random weapon I'd pick up in a video game, along with kind of like the railgun, you know, mm-hmm. or a sniper rifle. You know, just these odd weapons.
I would put your language gun or kind of an integrate into a hand weapon, kind of like on my palm. So then, like,
what
you know, my if I in the future if I had like I could have a gun that did more damage, and then if I needed to do like non-lethal damage, I'd kind of. Open my palm to the person, and then kind of they'd be like, no, and hopefully that would. And then I could punch them. And...
That's when you have
web shooters.
Yeah, web shooters. You know, yeah, get some web shooters.
I'm not gonna deal with web shooters without spider powers are very dangerous. They're gonna pull you're gonna pull your arms out of socket every time. You're gonna shoot shit. You're gonna like it's just gonna pull your arms out. Like people are gonna use it against you by pulling your things. Like very rarely are you gonna want web shooters.
No, I totally agree. I have a future story here.
Okay.
I think it's cool. Everything we know is made of plastic, right? Practically everything. All the electronic
probably
devices.
Probably things we don't even realize are plastic.
I'm looking around, and all the equipment we're using here is actually metal.
Yeah, the can's metal.
But I see a lot of plastic here.
This lighter is plastic.
That's right. That's
yes.
Right. So a new paper alloy could replace plastic in the future.
What, like paper mache or some shit?
It's paper. It's recycled paper with polypropylene.
Oh. I don't even know what that is.
Whatever.
Is that like plastic? Like, what? So it's like just stronger, or like it's cheaper to make, or
it can be made in virtually the same way as plastics are made using this polypropylene and the recycled paper.
Oh, recycling. That's kind of maybe the point of it.
Yeah, you know, paper is still one of those things we have to keep track of and yada yada. Just like oil, which makes plastic. So that argument set aside. It's exciting to have this new material that can be injection molded, just like plastic is. You know, like plastic for your laptops, cell phones, you know, every other monitors, anything you see is all injection molded.
With plastic.
Yeah, so we can do that with this paper now. Yeah, action figures.
But like, why would my one question is it just cheaper or recycling? Is that why we're doing it, or is it like harder, better, stronger, faster?
As of now, it's just a different way to do things, and in the future it will be cheaper as oil becomes as you know the raw material for plastics become less available and more expensive. It will become cheaper.
Oil in plastics?
What?
Is there oil in plastic?
Oh yeah, that's how you make it.
Holy shit!
I mean, there's other ways. Like, there's other ways to get the oil. I should say.
I'm so oblivious to some shit. Well then, fuck yeah! Make the paper plastic. I mean, no. What's it called? Not paper plastic. It's
something. It's paper alloy. The real name is Paper PP Alloy.
Are you kidding me? Paper PP Alloy? Are you shitting me right now? Like, is this a real story? What the fuck? I'm out of here.
It was developed
Paper PP Alloy.
Paper PP Alloy was developed by
Say
Pega.
That three times fast. Paper PP Alloy. Paper PP Alloy. Paper PP Alloy.
Really? Paper PP Alloy. Paper PP Alloy. Oh.
That's what I thought. I thought you were going to do me. Oh, I thought you were going to make it, too.
What else here? But my concern was we need to learn about its biodegradability. I don't know. Studies need to be done. Because if it stays around for just as long as plastic, then it's kind of a disadvantage there.
Mm-hmm.
Not disadvantage, but it's kind of a draw.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We need to learn more about it. But as of now, it looks very promising.
I wonder, like, would it catch fire?
That's a good question. Its heat index?
I don't know. Yeah, that's all. Like, is it just like plastic in every way? Is it, like, going to melt? Is it going to incinerate, like, yeah, because plastic melts, right? Versus everything else, like, kind of makes ash. Does plastic eventually become ash? I guess eventually, if you do enough heat, maybe it does, but
I don't know. Stoner thoughts.
Stoner thoughts.
So I had this conversation with somebody the other day, and I don't know. I can't believe somebody has this stance on this question. Resurrecting dinosaurs, bad thing or good thing? I say good thing.
You say good thing.
Yeah, he said it was a bad thing. I didn't even know there was a conversation to be had.
Either. I mean, yeah, I guess, yeah. I mean, if I'm actually so stymied too. I'm like wondering why he thinks it's going to be bad. And I'm like sitting there going, maybe that's the right answer.
Well,
but no. Like, well, what's the point? Like,
I
we're gonna
be,
have a, it's not gonna be Jurassic Park.
I should be more specific. He said he didn't want meat eaters resurrected.
Oh, fuck that. That's the whole point. That's the whole point of dinosaurs. Like,
yeah,
I don't really give a shit about the other one. I mean, maybe Triceratops, but we want all of them, yeah.
Yeah. No,
I would.
Maestro, do you have an opinion on this subject, this matter?
I would bring the dinosaurs
Resurrecting
back.
Resurrecting dinosaurs, no.
He has no opinion.
Yeah.
That's funny.
He did earlier. It's all right.
Really? What was his opinion? Speak for him because he won't speak. Because I'm for it, I guess. Because I'm just wondering why the guy was against it.
But it doesn't sound like a good idea. I mean, bringing back T Rex, or are we bringing Triceratops? Or
Jurassic
whatever.
Park was a movie. This would be, I think, you know what I mean? Like, what are we going to build 10,000 of them? We're going to build like one, and then when that one dies, we'll build another.
Let them loose in San Diego.
Yeah, maybe some crazy guy like you will build, make it, you know, set them free and some shit.
It only takes one asshole.
That's an
Jurassic
issue, right?
Park
like,
proved.
Are you allowed to, like, all these people, like, they should be in the wild. They've never known the wild. They should be not in the zoos.
And then some, like, people are going to break them out. And then, okay, then maybe that would happen. All right. Maybe. Maybe that would happen. Like, a couple. Because you know what? If you think about it, actually, holy shit. Maybe I'm going, maybe I am against it because dinosaurs lay eggs. And, like, if you could just, like, you don't have to smuggle a dinosaur. You just need to smuggle some eggs out. You know what I mean? And that's already, like, scary. Like, and if the more dinosaurs there are, there'll just be more and more eggs. And there's people going through the eggs. And eventually one will get out. And someone's going to have, like, some drug dealer will have some pet triceratops. Okay. Yeah. I
can
really, if you
ever
really
let
think
them
about
get
it,
out.
You
if
can't
you really
ever let
think
them
about
get
out.
It. That's the point. I mean, look at the trouble we have with just wild animals that are living today. If they
trouble.
Get out,
we trouble them more. If you really
well, I mean,
crazy, but like
there was that incident where that one guy, right, the owner of all those animals or something, let him out in
I think this was in 2011 or so. He was being bankrupted or foreclosed upon, and all his animals were going to be sent to the shelter to be euthanized. So he and he had a big
them?
Elaborate eclectic zoo of gorillas, giraffes.
Oh
horses,
shit! He just released them.
Bamboo. He's got tons of bamboos
just
walking
the yard.
The
like hurry! Get
but
the
instead
shit
of releasing them, they released T Rex. And instead of seeing a mountain lion outside, you see T Rex.
Well,
T-Rex
if you really
outside. Want to
go crazy though,
now you're really screwed.
In the future where the T Rex is an available. Possible thing to get in the black market. So is the vortex gun and the speech disabler gun. And I'll, of course, have that on me at all times. And I will not be afraid of T-Rex. Because I think I could take a T-Rex with those two weapons already. I'll just...
So,
and a knife. And a knife. Please.
So are you of the mindset that it's not about whether or not it's right or wrong. It's how do we deal with it because it's going to happen.
Yes. You know what? I understand because you can't really put the genie out of the bottle in that sense. Like, if someone can think of it up, it can happen. Like, it's just the future and how long it takes. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm. And the knowledge. Like I said, all this knowledge, we need to make more free knowledge and then everyone will know. And then, I mean, it'll be good, but then there'll be some evil T-Rex builders out there.
It just takes one asshole. It's that jackass
that's why all the good people need to make their own T-Rexes and then himself. Like just always have T-Rexes on, like it's like gun control or something, you know, but T-Rexes in the future, like okay, as long as we all the good guys have T-Rexes and all the bad guys have T-Rexes too, we'll just ours will be better.
I had this topic here. It's a nothing topic, but bananas,
don't care for them. Even as a baby, when you eat everything, I always spit them out.
Nice. Should they be a candy flavor?
No.
Like, it's the weakest candy flavor ever.
Oh, I thought you meant like a candied banana, like something you would like. Oh. Get in the zoo. But I see a flavor.
It Runts. Have you ever bought a pack of Runts or
Starburst?
Starburst, yeah, exactly. It's just such a mild throwaway flavor.
I'm not into the flavor personally, but. I see. It's like a fruit, so it's like having tomato candy.
Yeah,
you know, like celery candy.
Cucumber candy.
I mean, it's like, yeah. I mean, it is kind of, I mean, cherry, though. I mean, come on. If we're really going to go down to it, strawberry, like, that is.
Those are great.
I know, and those
okay.
all fit the bill, though. So I'm saying, so in theory, you could have a banana flavor.
Anything citrus. Banana's just that oddball, like coconut. Like, fuck coconut, too.
I actually don't care for coconut or bananas either, so. Yeah. In our kingdoms, I like, or you know how I play the game, if the genie came out, I was like, I ban all bananas, like, you can never have it. Like, I mean, no big deal.
Peanut butter, no big deal. I'm not banishing all bananas or coconuts. I'm just.
I could live in that world, though, with no coconuts, bananas, or peanut butter.
I like
peanut butter, but I could live without it. And popcorn. I like it, but I could live without it.
I like peanut butter too much to make that sacrifice. Same
I
with milk.
I could live without it. Milk?
Love milk.
I like milk products, so I can't say, I can't live without it, so. But no peanut, but I mean, I love Reese's Pieces, I shouldn't say that, but still, I could live without them.
Reese's Pieces are good. You know where the best is the, speaking of candy, the M&M's that had the crisp inside, a little Rice Krispie inside.
Have you ever heard the pretzel ones? I thought they were gross.
Got rid of them.
They got rid of because they got rid of the crispy ones, and so I actually got the pretzel ones thinking they'd be the same thing, but a little salty. I thought they were gross. I didn't like them.
That's a shame.
Yeah. So well. But I don't like pretzels, so I'm a little biased.
All right, so enough of that.
Enough of that shit.
Thanks for joining us, as always. It's been a pleasure here on part two of episode 60.
Thank you for joining us, as always. You've been stuck through the show, and for that, I thank you, as always. If this is the first time listening, please, as always, check out the Dubious Archive.
As always,
because we've done this enough time now that I think it's kind of our routine. Like, it's almost like Bob Barker. He always says, as always, have your pets spayed or neutered.
And it should go without saying that if you want to know anything or learn more about what we're talking about here, look it up for yourself.
Yes, as always. And we're going to start actually posting videos to the Facebook and getting even more involved. So just check out our Facebook, as always.
Yeah, good.
If you see us on the Facebook, it's one of the Dubious Bakers, either Dubious John or Dubious Axel.
Aye.
So shoot us a message. We'll say hi. We'll tell you what we're doing.
Find us on iTunes as well. We have our podcast up there. And good stuff. Rate us. Most importantly, rate us. Even if you don't like us, just fucking rate us.
Yeah, if you hate us, I would love to hear your hate mail. I would love to hear it. Because I will blast you a new one.
How dare you,
because everyone loves us.
Blast away.
And as always, smoke with you got it.